The team of Nichols and Nicholson, director Mike Nichols and actor Jack Nicholson, have made 4 films together: Carnal Knowledge, which was a major success, The Fortune and Heartburn, which weren't, and now, of all things, a werewolf picture. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Wolf.
Of all the varieties of horror movies, the ones about transformation have always had the strongest hold on our imaginations. Transformation. If the vampire bites you, you become hungry for blood. If the werewolf bites you, you sprout hair and howl at the full moon. If you sleep in the vicinity of a pod, you become a body snatcher yourself. What makes transformation movies so eerie and powerful is their central ambiguity. Would it really be so bad, we ask ourselves, if we were transformed? Sure, being a vampire has its drawbacks, but maybe immortality and demonic power are their own rewards. As for the myth of the werewolf, well, that has always been about sexual transformation. You grow hair in strange places and have odd desires at night. What is that but a metaphor for puberty? One of the best things about the movie Wolf is the way Mike Nichols and his screenwriters, Jim Harrison and Wesley Strick, have made being a werewolf rather attractive. Jack Nicholson plays Will Randall, an aging New York book editor who's the last of a dying breed. He's honorable, literary, and not a cutthroat. Not, in other words, a corporate wolf. That's unfortunate for him because his publishing house has just been taken over by a ruthless tycoon who has decided to replace him with his smarmy and completely unscrupulous underling, who's played by James Spader with plenty of oil and sleaze. Then, one wintry night in Vermont, Will is driving along the back roads when he hits an animal. The creature seems dead until Will tries to lift him and gets a nasty bite for his trouble. A few days later, he's sitting in his doctor's office with a thermometer in his mouth, trying to explain what happened.
A wolf bit me.
I don't think so, Will.
You weren't there, Will.
You sure it wasn't a husky or a German shepherd? I mean, after all, it was night, wasn't it? It was dark out.
Full moon. And to answer your question, it was a wolf. I was staring straight at it. You don't confuse a dog with a wolf.
I see. Whatever you say. You know, it's funny. This isn't the first rabies shot I've given in the last few months. My wife's sister-in-law up in Oneonta. A raccoon chased her up on her porch and bit her in the ass. Last summer, the son of a friend of mine sustained brain damage from a snake bite. This kid was just sitting in front of his pool. The next thing you know, he has brain damage.
Is he all right?
Who?
Your friend's son.
No, you idiot. He has brain damage.
Pretty soon, Will is feeling strangely younger and more virile. He hears and sees better. And he even starts plotting a ferocious corporate counterattack to get his old job back. I had thought Nicholson might be laughable in a role like this. But instead of heading straight over the top the way he did in The Shining and Batman, he turns Will into a figure of enormous subtlety and grace. Wolfhood makes Will suaver, cannier, more attractive. And Nicholson's magnetic performance is matched by the one Michelle Pfeiffer gives as the spoiled rich girl who falls for Will. Pfeiffer makes you sense the hurt and yearning beneath her forbiddingly brittle veneer. In fact, the romantic banter between Nicholson and Pfeiffer and the tart talk in the halls of publishing are so entertaining that you almost wish the movie would give up its hokey Wolfman premise and, well, transform itself into what it clearly wants to be, a romantic drama about the death of New York's literary world. But no, this is a horror movie, and the more it insists on the spectacle of lengthening fangs and bristling hair, the clumsier it looks. As a werewolf picture, Wolf is a bit of a flop. But that's what makes it so much fun.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.